G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the first Saturday of autumn, Saturday March 2. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, big cards in two cities. Winx is back with very little opposition, but there is an intriguing Group 1 for the fillies in Sydney and, of course, a very intriguing Group 1 for the three-year-olds in Melbourne.
Exactly right. You said it's the start of autumn. Well, summer hasn't ended if you're in Melbourne, certainly weather-wise. 36 today, I think 37 Friday and 37 Saturday, which has forced the meeting at Flemington to kick off earlier. I think 10:55 is now the start time for Flemington's card. And as you said, featuring the Australian Guineas, really strong guineas, I would have thought, and we've got two fillies heading the betting, Amphitrite, Mystic Journey. So fillies heading the market against the boys, and as you said, Sydney, Winx returns again. She'll rack up another win, and that Surround Stakes, that is a really, really good fillies Group 1. You know, a bit of conjecture, should it be a Group 1? I think last year was the first one. Shoals won it, or she sort of franked that form, and yeah, this year's version, very strong, I think.
Yes, indeed. Well, we will take you through most of the Flemington program. Seven of the nine races are black type. And we'll start there. We'll start on race one. It's the Very Special Kids Plate. Two-year-olds, 1,000 metres at set weights.
Tricky race. I've gone to the number 11, Miss Harriet. She's also in at the Valley on Friday night with Clayton Douglas to ride, who's been doing all her work. I don't think he can make 54. But if she goes around here, I think she'll run well. She's had two jump outs and a trial all in February, so she must be tough. She's keeping up to that work, and I think she's showing nice enough ability. So at big odds, I'm happy to have a little spec on her to beat. Four, Delalart, Written Tycoon Colts, trialed up okay at the jump outs, winkers on. I think that'll sharpen him up even more. Two Yearlong Savings, Impressed on debut, and seven, Cheerleader. Good gap to third at her debut, and the winner did have race experience.
Yeah, Yearlong Savings for me, number two. Very impressive on debut. Didn't smash the clock, but certainly brained them. And barrier 10, usually barrier 10 of 12, usually the right side of the straight. Mockery, I have got in for second. Miss Harriet, Joel's pick for third. And one of the other first starters, number 12, Shamotti for fourth. 2, 6, 11 and 12. Race two at Flemington on Saturday, 3AW Roy Higgins Quality, listed event over 2,600 metres. I'm thinking Shabao's going to go on his winning way with, I guess, the main danger is your selection, Joel.
Yeah, Surprise Baby also entered, I think, Valley Friday night, Morfordville Saturday, not sure where they're going to go. Yeah, they might dodge Shabao, meets it worse at the weights, but I still thought it was a really good run. And the way it went, I wasn't persuaded to jump off. So I am with Surprise Baby. If it starts, I think it'll lap up the extra distance. But in the back of my mind, kind of hoping they go elsewhere. Five, Shabao for second. Six, Top of the Range in for third. And for fourth, number two, Naval Warfare.
Yeah, two, Naval Warfare is my second selection. The Waller Import in between Shabao and Surprise Baby and Top of the Range for fourth. So same numbers as Joel, slightly different order, 5, 2, 9, 6. Race three at Flemington on Saturday, ATA Bob Hoisted Handicap, down the straight, 1,000 metres at listed level.
Seven, She's So High for me. I think she's a good bet for the card. Talented mare, she blitzed them down the straight first up last prep. It was only her own age and sex, but she won well, and then she measured up to good, strong mare's company later on. She's jumped out well, D. Oliver aboard. Takes a stack of beating, I reckon. Two in for second, Kimono. He was okay in his first Australian prep, didn't win, but ran a couple of solid races. Six, Moon Lover, she had a really good spring prep. Three wins out of four starts there at one point, so she may just continue to improve. And number one, Battle Hero. Well, he'll find this easier than the Lightning.
She's So High for me as well. Stellar Collision, one of my favoured ones. Tougher race here and back to 1,000 metres. I Am Someone third and Battle Hero fourth. 7, 3, 8, and 1. Skip across races 4 and 5 to race 6, and that is the TAB Shaftesbury Avenue Handicap, a 1,400 metre Group 3.
I was with Violate first up last prep, got the cash. First run as a gelding, he beat Dollar for Dollar, who went to a Group 1 and nearly won it. Next two runs were just okay around Caulfield. I'm just hoping Flemington first up, that scenario can work out well again for Violate. So each way him to beat 1, Grunt, Flemington Specialist he is, Group 1 winner, 61.5, so yeah, he's got a bit of weight, but he's All-Star Mile bound, you've got to respect him. 14 men of his word, was only exposed late first up down the straight with his big weight, and he hit the line hard, strong last 200, I think he can run well, he's over the odds, and 3 Widgie Turf is a ripper. He's also in a very winnable race at Wangaratta on Sunday, so I'll be interested to see where they go.
I've gone with Zirconi, the former Peter Morgan horse, now with John Sadler, and raced well for John Sadler back in the spring. Furion also changed stables and resuming. So, yeah, it's a wide open race, this one, isn't it? And very much keep an eye on the betting. Streets of Avalon doing nothing wrong third, and Widgie Turf for fourth, leaving me with 6, 7, 12, and 3. Blamey Stakes. Well, this is a 1600 metre race at Flemington, a fortnight out from the All-Star Mile. Not too many All-Star Mile horses are engaged here, Joel. It's a strange little 1600 metre race under these weight conditions. Johannes Vermeer, the Melbourne Cup performer, is opened up
very short. I think he went up 6 on Monday off Noms and quickly into 360, and I thought when they reopened the field you'd get 450, 460, not a problem, but yeah, I think he's around that 380 mark, so very short. Obviously had the A1 Group 1 form last prep, so he's in my numbers, but I'm with number 5 50 Stars. I've liked both his runs this prep, 1200, 1400, just progressing nicely to the mile. Happy to be with him each way. From 6, Johannes Vermeer, 1 Material Man. Both runs at Caulfield have been good without a lot of luck. He's already in the All-Star Mile, so the step-up and trip should suit. And 11, in for 4th, the answer, my friend. He was just hammered in the lead last start. Very brave effort. He can run the mile okay and might even get a tempo to suit.
Yeah, Material Man for me, obviously wasn't the only one that saw the luckless outing last start. A fairly short price, 50 Stars, Joel's pick for second. The answer, my friend, and Manuel for third and fourth. They will lob along up the front there and should still be there at the end. 1, 5, 11 and 4. The big one is race 8, the Australian Guineas. It's worth $1 million. It's for 3-year-olds at set weights over 1600.
Very tricky, changed my mind several times, and I've ended up coming up with number 16, Very Elegant. So probably the lesser fancied of the three fillies, but she's single figures in the market, so she's definitely given a chance. Just has a lot to learn, doesn't she? So that's going to be the problem. She was just very keen and throwing the head in the air and wasn't entitled to finish off as hard as she did first up, but she really closed on Amphitrite late. Just hoping with the big field there's a bit of speed on. There wasn't much pace on in that Vanity mid-race, so hopefully the pace remains solid throughout. She can settle a bit better and she will be savaging them late. 16 from 4, Ring-a-ding-ding, 10th of 12 last week, but it was a really, really good run in the Futurity. Last couple of splits were excellent. Number 1, Extra Brute, didn't have much luck first up in the CS Hayes. I was kind of looking the blinkers going on here, but they've resisted that temptation. I think he can certainly improve off that run. He didn't have much luck, as I said. And 15, Mystic Journey, had to have been impressed by her wins in Tassie this prep.
Yeah, talk me through, and you've left it out, but talk me through how my selection, The Inevitable, is $17.
Yeah, that did pique my interest a little bit. I find, my rule of thumb is that I find it hard to step into horses that I haven't tipped at their last start and they've won at double figures, and I just kind of had that feeling that I've missed the boat, but I'm not knocking it. It was wide and it still won. I think 17s is overs, but I guess it, you know, a lot of people probably have my theory too. You don't want to step in once they've done it. But
and yeah, oddly enough, I did tip it, and my usual go is once I've got them at the big price, I get straight off. But I just don't, especially at this at the price, I didn't see. No, the need to jump off. I mean, don't worry about the 1600, because A, he nearly covered 1600 metres in the 1400 metre race the other day, and B, he was coming back from 1600. In that, I don't know, are people just looking at the how he's just tiny, or he's got Siggy Carr on, or he's a Tasmanian horse. I mean, yeah. Mind you, the other Tasmanian horse is
very much
favourite.
Respected. Yeah, I think there's just there is a stack of chances in this.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's a wide open race, but I think $17. I mean, that race, that C.S. Hayes, the winner has won this race in three of the last 4 years, and the other time the horse was first past the post in the C.S. Hayes and lost that on protest, and then came and won this race. So. Anyway, that's the inevitable. I'm probably getting too excited about it and it'll finish down the track. But anyway, the inevitable from the other Tasmanian Mystic Journey. Joel's selection, very elegant. And Hawkshot's another one who, you know, people want to talk down and say he's not going to get the 1,600 metres, but certainly the last start win was very impressive in quicker time than the CF4 on the same day. So 7-6, 7-15, 16, and 8-4. Me, last of the day at Caulfield, Furphy, Francis Tressidy Stakes, Fillies and Mares, Group 3 over 1,400.
Tricky race. I think there'll be five horses I'll be looking at for the quaddie. Possibly Aristia would be a six, just checking the markets with her. But Oregon's Day on top for me. She's the class mare. She can get beaten in races, just her racing pattern's not the best, and barrier one, a bit tricky, but she's got the best form, and she's pretty well suited at the weight. So she's on top for me. From seven, she's dashing. I was with her first up last prep, and she savaged the line in the Let's Elope for third to I'm a Start. Just one win from 17 is the knock, but she'll be hitting the line. Four, Shoko, I thought, over the odds. All what she did was in her first prep. She got to a Group 3 off some midweek wins, so you'd have to think she's improved. And 14, Clarice Cliffs. She's open really short. The times were good at Pakenham last start. She's 3 from 4. She's a chance, but $2.90, a little bit short for me. And the fifth horse, definitely in my quaddie, is Temple of Bell.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I'm doing my picks as before the best bets come out, no idea what the prices are. So I've got Clarice Cliffs on top. But still, I'm picking the horse that I think is going to win, mainly, unless something's going to be clearly unders. Two, Oregon's Day, one of my favourites, resuming for second. Shoko, I very much agree, another one of those ex-Peter Morgan, now John Sadler horses. And one, Aristia, for fourth. 14, 2, 4, 1, my best race two, number five, Shabao. My value bet in the paper and the best bets was Miss Turek Flyer in the fourth, but... once again, that is a victim of not knowing the prices when I'm doing the tips. Apparently, everyone thinks that, I don't know how a horse can be missing the start constantly and be $4.20 favourite. But anyway, I'm switching. For podcast purposes, I'm going to switch at $17 to race 8, number 7, the inevitable for my value bet. Joel?
My best is She's So High, race 3, number 7. And my value is in the Guineas, very elegant, race 8, number 16.
Okay, big day of racing at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Reappearance of Winx. As you mentioned, the Surround Stakes looks a very good race. I was among the sceptics when this was raised to Group 1. Yet another three-year-old filly's sprint stroke warm-up race gets elevated to Group 1. But as you say, Scholes certainly went on with the job against older horses after winning it. And this field is strong enough that you'd expect that something in there, possibly Nikita Jane, could come up, and Pahuta Kawa is another one who could measure up in open company. But before all that, we've got two of the Golden Slipper lead-ups. The first of those is Race 3, Schweppes Skyline Stakes, Group 2, 1,200 metres at level weights for the Colts and Geldings.
Yeah, not a race I'm keen to bet in, but I've lent to Rome, number 5. Good on debut in the Breeders' Plate, ran well in Brisbane. He really seemed to lift with the blinkers on in his recent trial, so I'm hoping they really sharpen him up from the inside gate. To beat one, Castelvecchio, he's just wowed everyone with his two wins. They've been off really strong tempos and probably not going to get that with the smaller field, less pressure on Saturday, so you'll need to tick another box, but no knock on him. Two, Accession, he comes through the same race and probably little between them, and in for fourth, number 7, Sun Patch. That was an outstanding debut win, and he looks looks one that could certainly measure up to a race like this.
And the fillies division is race 4, Liberty International Sweet Embrace Stakes, same conditions.
Sticking with Immersement, she won the Widden well, came from off the pace, came through the field. She's had a trial since, just a nice quiet hit out. I think 1,200 Randwick will be perfect for her. 3, Anna Heed. didn't have a lot of room in behind them in the Blue Diamond preview. She impressed on a heavy track on debut, so we've got to see her do it on dry, but as I said, she wasn't bad at Caulfield on a firm track. Seven Super Oasis, she came wide and just missed Sunpatch. Sunpatch railed through in that race, so we'll get a guide to that form line. I think it will hold up. And in for fourth, number 12, Perfect Impression. I'm going to throw this first starter in. Thought she hit the line pretty well in her latest trial. Did beat home Immersement. I know it was only a trial, but I thought there was enough signs in that to suggest she could, well, have a bit of ability and maybe show up on debut.
Race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, the Optus Liverpool City Cup, a 1,300 metre Group 3.
7 Gem Song missed last week's Hobartville. Had a skin infection, I believed. Nothing too serious, but he's impressed in a couple of gallops. I don't think he would be here if he wasn't 100%, and he's well in with the 53 against the older horses. He's a smart colt. So 7 Gem Song to beat 1 Dream Force. Big weight, 59.5, but he's a very honest performer. 2 Advance Yulong next best, and 5 Ever Loyal in for fourth.
Okay, TAB Chipping Norton Stakes is Group 1 weight for age, 600,000 over 1,600 metres. Winx obviously wins, and I suppose Happy Clapper runs second, Joel.
Yep, not much to add. Winx, we'll see her get another win on the board. Happy Clapper should run second. Unforgotten's the improver, I reckon. She'll improve sharply second up. She always looked like she would improve off that first up run. And 3 Libran. Well, he was super first up last prep. He will run on and maybe into fourth. He might be the value. Might be able to knock off Egg Tart for the first 4 and get you a bit of value.
Yeah, only 7 in it, so you won't be... Happy Clapper will be about $1.20 the place.
Yeah, so the only... If you're playing a first 4 in 1, it's probably the only way you can try and make some money off the race. But, yeah, probably just sit back and watch.
And the other Group 1, Race 7, Surround Stakes... Only $500,000, but 3-year-old fillies, level weights, 1,400.
Really good race. She's up against it in class, number 14, Zalate, but I am a fan of hers. Was with her on her debut. She was double figures into 7 and 1. She won her next 2, beat Baller. So it was good to see him come out and win last week in a nice race. Sometimes you only get sort of 1 or 2 chances to get a really good price about a good horse, and I think she is a good horse. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Look, the Oaks is probably going to be a target for her down the line. So, you know, is she sharp enough? I think she is with a good draw. So 14 Zalate to beat 7 Nikita Jane. Well, she was just super first up in the light fingers. I thought she'd run well. I wasn't sure she'd win. That's why I didn't tip her to win, but certainly had her in the numbers and she was excellent. Still don't know really how good she is. She might just be one right out of the box. 4 Fiesta. Listeners will know I'm a huge fan of her. She never lets you down. She'll run well. And 12, Budokawa, sizzled home in the light fingers first up.
And race 8 at Royal Randwick is the last of the black type races. It's for the mares 4 years old and up. It is Group 2 over the Surround Stakes 1,400 metre journey. It is the Guy Walter Proven Thoroughbreds Stakes.
And I tossed up here between 4 and 2. I've gone Bella Martini. Really good first up run. They went back. She's a mare that can go forward. I'm hoping they do that on Saturday up to 1,400. She got a good second up form, and she really hit the line hard in the Triskay. It was a run hard to miss. But Tu Noir is another mare that goes well second up. She's 3 from 4. Didn't have the luck at the right time first up against the boys, so back against mares, got to respect her. No knock on Dixie Blossoms. She's won this race the last 2 years. She's going for 3 on the trot, and her form last time in was good without winning. And 12 Dyslexic. Mystified by the jockeys here. B. Abdullah is on Dyslexic, so he's hopped off Bella Martini. Tommy Berry trialled Dyslexic. She trialled well. He's on Bella Martini, so I don't know what they've done with the Team Hawks runners, but keep Dyslexic safe.
Alrighty, you have mentioned your... Well, you've given the cases for your best and value bets without identifying them. They are Race 5, number 7, Gem Song, and Race 7, number 14, Zalate.
That is it, and yeah, nothing really on the undercard. Maybe a roughie to include in your multiples in the last. What could be? I've only got him in for fourth, but if you're looking to go wide in your quaddies, I thought he might have been missed by the market to some degree.
All right, Morfordville, the venue for Adelaide Racing on Saturday. We're warming up for the sort of mini carnival, the Adelaide Cup Day, which is on Monday week. And so there is a two-year-old listed race. That's race six, TAB Cinderella Stakes. And, of course, there's the Adelaide Cup lead up, the time-honoured Lord Reams. The Group 3 over 2,600 in the Cinderella. Richo likes number 3, Lady Lupino, across from the Danny O'Brien stable. And in the Lord Reams, he is with number 2, Wasabi Bob, going for 4 wins in a row for Liam McDonald, Andrew Glass, and Raquel Clark. And James Jordan at Morfordville likes Leader in race 3. That's race 3, number 1. And Al Passam, race 4, number 2. Any thoughts at Morfordville, Joel?
No, not really. Surprise Baby would be very hard to beat if they go to the Lord Reams. So, I could certainly have something on him if he goes around in race 7.
Doomben is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday.
Kitty Kins going to butter up with her, this sepoy filly, half-sister to Kat Kins, race 5, number 11. Look, the winner got run down late by a stablemate, Trail of Glory, who she meets again. I think she can turn the tables with that run under the belt from a good draw. And my value is Torfic Boy, race 8, number 8. At around $9 or $10, good bet each way, step up to 1,200 suits. It will be fitter for that fresh run. I do think Mr. Marbaloos is going to be very hard to beat. He's a warm favourite, number 6, so maybe save on the Quinella.
All righty. Ascot is the venue for Perth racing, and we have a couple of listed races for the 3-year-olds. Race 6, Schweppes, Ascot 1000 Guineas. This is for the fillies, and it's over 1800, and BJ Ryan likes number 5, Adornment. And it is carrying the cerise and white crossed sashes for Grant and Alana Williams and Willie Pike rides. So no surprise at the price, $2.50. And race 7 is the Lex Piper Stakes for the 3-year-old colts and geldings. And here BJ likes number 6, Regal Power. Same combo, slightly better price, $3. BJ's best race 4, number 7, Coming Around. And his value bet race 2, number 9, Rapisada. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, it is New Zealand Derby Day. Plenty of Aussie interest there with a couple of Waller horses. Pat Cosgrave of Caulfield Cup fame is flying into Auckland to ride. What do you make of that, John?
Yeah, I was reading, I think he's got the ride through Charlie Duckworth. He knows Charlie quite well. Of course, main foreman for the Chris Waller stable. So that's how that ride has come about. And look, I'm pretty happy with the booking because I'm with Nobu. I think from Barrier 3, you get a lovely run. He's a horse I've been following for some time. Didn't get a run in the Avondale Guineas. Had to take on the older horses on the same day. And he savaged the line from back and wide. He had a wide draw, had to get a long way back, but loved his run. So happy to go with him at $21 too. Good each way play, I would have thought. Surely Sacred in for second. He's a deserved favourite. The Avondale Guineas form line is always the right sort of form line. More Wonder in for third. Stepping up in distance sharply, but he's a smart colt. And 18 Platinum Invader. Had no luck in the Avondale Guineas. They had to back him up last week to try and get enough money to get into the Derby. He won. And now he's an $8 equal third elect. So I'm respectful of him. 10, 1, 6 and 18. Plenty of other good racing on the Ellerslie card on Saturday, though, Barks. Nobu is my value, so that's race 9, number 10. I've made my best Rubira in the Sunline Vase, race 6, number 7. From the Baker Forsman Yard, we saw her in Melbourne through the spring. She ran pretty well, got to the Ethereal, ran 5th to Very Elegant, and they didn't go on to the Oaks. She's had 2 runs back from a spell in consecutive weeks, and both runs good. Now she's a fortnight into this, 2100. I think she'll run well. It's one of the lead-ups to the Oaks. So Rubira the best, race 6, and the value is in the Derby, as mentioned. Nobu in race 9. The other medium winger, Tui down in the South Island. The best bet is Smokehouse Bay, race 3, number 3, and the value is in the last, race 10, number 11, Montserrat.
Alrighty, that wraps up the big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Don't just have the Saturday form. We've got Friday night. Another one at Moonee Valley before we head to Cranbourne the following Friday. And we've got right through to Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, of course, there are big country championship qualifiers in New South Wales, showcase meetings. We've got Form everywhere for Mudgee Sunday. Form in New South Wales for Golden Saturday. And we've got the fields in all editions there. So plenty of punting to get you through. And another highlight on Sunday is the Wangaratta Cup Day. The Wangaratta Cup itself is a wide open race over the 2,000 metres, race 6 at Wangaratta. There's a $4 favourite in Call Me Handsome. But all our tipsters have gone around and they've all declared their selections the value bet of the day. Richo's is number 8, Silent Warrior. Daniel Nuttall's is number 7, Sin to Win. And Daniel Borg's is number 14, Ruby Sky. And they've all got Call Me Handsome as a danger. Did you have a look at the Wangaratta Cup at all, John?
I didn't know, but Call Me Handsome, you would think after his run last week, just suggests he was just about ready to spark back into form, so you'd think he would be hard to beat.
All right, well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet of the weekend, and I'll let you go first, John.
Yeah, look, you couldn't be too confident because it's a very tough race, but if I was to have one bet Saturday, I wouldn't want to miss out on Zalate, so maybe the time to get a good divvy about a good horse. So we'll make it race 7, number 14, and each way if you're that way inclined.
And at the risk of going to the well once too often, I'll go the inevitable each way as well. That's Flemington race 8, number 7. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.